This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 26, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Democratic Party of Illinois. A11-15, and I understand that our audit department is going to have a presentation. I also understand that we have a late submitted document.
We do, and the motion, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of, withdraw that.
Okay. No late submitted document on the audit?
No, not on the audit.
Okay, so I turn it over. Who's speaking for Audit Division today?
Thank you. Before you use the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Democratic Party of Illinois, which recommends that you approve the four findings that were presented in the draft final audit report. Finding one, the misstatement of financial activity. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee misstated its receipts and disbursements for calendar year 2010. Finding two, record keeping for employees. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee failed to maintain monthly logs as required to document the percentage of time each employee spent on federal election activity, totaling $729,125. It should be noted that this amount does not contain contract labor. The contract labor of $21,850 that was mentioned in the ADRM was paid with 100% federal funds. Finding three, the record keeping for fundraising receipts. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee did not maintain sufficient records to support that contributions totaling $68,300 may be deposited into its federal account under the notification requirements of 11 CFR 1025. This finding was the subject of the audit hearing that was held on April 23, 2014. Finding four, unreported Levin Fund activity. The audit staff recommends that the commission find that the committee did not report Levin funds totaling $115,274 on its Levin schedules and incorrectly disclosed the shared federal election activity expenditure in the amount of $144,375 as a shared operating expenditure. Those were the four findings. We are happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding those.
Any questions or comments for our audit team? Let me just state, as you noted, we've previously debated with state and local parties the issue of siloed employees and whether or not employees who are purported to have worked on state campaign activity, and presumptively so by virtue of the way they were paid by state parties, that it is not the federal government's right to step in and regulate state campaign activity by imposing federal regulatory requirements and record-keeping requirements. And so I don't need to rehash all that. I just want to, for the record, state that I'll be taking the same position with respect to that issue in this audit of the Illinois Democratic Party. With respect to finding number three, I can't find a record-keeping requirement in the statute or the regulation for 4 years hence having to be able to affirmatively prove as a state party that that I gave an individual donor notice, whether it was verbal or otherwise, nor do I see that the notice to the donor must be in writing. I think quite often it is done verbally, sometimes from the requester, sometimes from the donor who walks up and hands the check at an event. And so I cannot support a finding of a violation of law for a record-keeping violation or shift the burden to the state party, the Democratic Party of Illinois, to have to 4 years hence prove that they made that representation at the time. So I won't be able to support finding three today either for that reason. Are there any other questions or comments of commissioners regarding this audit report? Okay. Hearing none, Madam Vice Chair.
We have several motions, but the first motion in A11-15, Democratic Party of Illinois, I move approval of the recommendations for finding one, misstatement of financial activity, and finding four, unreported Levin Fund activity as set forth in agenda document number 14-31.
Madam Secretary, you have the substance of the motion. Are there any comments or questions regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Vice Chair.
In A11-15, Democratic Party of Illinois, I move approval of the recommendation for finding two, record-keeping for employees as set forth in agenda document number 14-31, including the failure to keep monthly time logs for the $729,125 in payroll consisting of payments allocated between federal and non-federal funds and 100% non-federal payments.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No.
No. The motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Weintraub, Walther, and Ravel voting yay and Commissioners Hunter, Peterson, and Goodman voting no. Madam Vice Chair.
In A11-15, Democratic Party of Illinois, I move approval of the recommendation for finding two, record-keeping for employees set forth in agenda document 14-31 related to the failure to keep monthly time logs for the $414,078 in payroll allocated between federal and non-federal funds. And I further move that the audit division be directed to include in the proposed final audit report an additional issues section addressing the $315,047 for 100% non-federal payments.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any noes or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Vice Chair.
Yes, and this goes to your issue, Mr. Chair. In A11-15, Democratic Party of Illinois, in finding three fundraising receipts, I move that the Commission find that Democratic Party of Illinois did not verify, affirm, represent, or otherwise establish that the contributions totaling $68,300 may be deposited into a federal account.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? I just have one closing comment that political parties, especially at the state and local level, are heavily burdened by regulation, and they have repeatedly lamented that burdensome record-keeping requirements imposed by the Federal Election Commission are inhibitive of their activities. I do not think it's appropriate or proper or lawful for the federal government now to be imposing additional burdensome reporting and record-keeping requirements that are not expressly detailed in the code or the federal regulations. I believe we need to give state and local parties some relief in this area, and I believe this motion goes in the wrong direction. I think we heard that at the forum we held. Any other questions or comments?
Let me just respond briefly with regard to that matter. I agree with you that there is no provision relating to specific requirement of record keeping, nor in this respect, nor is there any evidence. I mean, and further, with regard to our party forum, I think you're right that unusual, burdensome requirements to the state and local parties is something that we need to address. However, what this motion goes solely to any way of indicating that this money was appropriate. It does not require a record. It only requires either, as I said, a verification, an affirmation, or any kind of representation or other way to establish that the contributions could be deposited in the federal account. And I think that that is a basic auditing purview of this commission.
My only concern is that what this motion does is it effectively shifts to the Democratic Party of Illinois a burden to prove their innocence 4 years hence, after having gone through millions of dollars over 4 years to go back and pluck out $68,000 and say, now prove to us that you gave the proper notifications at the time these solicitations and checks were exchanged. And I believe that's an improper shift of burden. I believe it's the Federal Election Commission's burden to establish that they were not properly notified, the donors were not properly notified. That's why I can't support the motion.
Well, and I appreciate that. And without, you know, extending this too long, I think that that's essentially what the burden of an audit is, and that's one of the functions of the commission.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just add to what the Vice Chair said, that the Commission doesn't have documents about what happened, what individual parties are doing. The Commission will never be able to prove what a party committee did or didn't do based on our knowledge. We have to go to the party committee and see what kind of records they have. So I don't see it as a burden shifting. It's just that it's if you say that we have to come up with our own evidence that of what the party did or didn't do, you're basically saying the requirements don't have to be never have to be established at all. So I am going to, you know, we have the commission has grappled with these kinds of issues before, and we've tried to be flexible in saying, well, you know, is there someone who could say, I was there and I know what the procedures were and I know what how we handled this? And really, in this case, they weren't able to come up with anything at all. You know, I think, as the Vice Chair said, that's what auditors do, is they look for records. And if there are no records, then there is really no way of knowing.
And if there's no way of knowing, it's improper for us to make a finding of a violation, especially where there was no affirmative requirement in our code or our regs to preserve records of this notification. We do have, in other sections, we have affirmative record-keeping requirements, such as on contributions. You have to keep a copy of the check. You have to keep that for 3 years. We have insisted on record keeping so that we can review them later in an audit, we have expressly prescribed that in our regulations. Here we didn't do it, and so it's improper to find a violation in the absence of information 4 years hence, where often these notifications are done implicitly or verbally at events four years ago. So. Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
The only thing that I would say in response to that, Mr. Chairman, is that this finding doesn't say that they violated anything. We took out the reference to the regulation, which was in an earlier version of the motion, in order to try and accommodate your concern. All we're saying is, as a matter of fact, they did not. I assume it's because they were not able to verify, affirm, or even represent. We got nothing on this. So we'll have to agree to disagree on this, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments or questions? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Weintraub, Walther, and Ravel voting in favor. Commissioners Hunter, Peterson, and Goodman voting no.
Okay.